Hello, friends. August 24th, 2022. This is a spicy little meatball that we did a while ago, and it made sense to bring it back, and I couldn't be happier to see it again. Last time we did this was on August 28th, 2021. Here's what it is. It's an EMOM, every minute on the minute. So the clock runs, and you have work assigned to each minute, and you accomplish that work as quickly as you can in that given minute, and then you rest the remainder of that minute until the next minute begins, and you do whatever task is assigned in that particular minute as quickly as you can. Pair of 50-pound dumbbells for men, pair of 35s for women, and an air bike. Every minute on the minute for 20 minutes. Minute number one, you do 10 dumbbell burpees. What in the world are those? There's a video showing that glorious movement. So minute one, 10 dumbbell burpees. Minute two, 10 dumbbell thrusters. Minute three, you hop on the air bike and you slam 12 calories for men, 8 for women. On minute four, you get one glorious minute of rest. So that's 4 minutes of work, right? It's a 20-minute EMOM, so it means you'll go through that 5 separate times, and it's going to be potentially the most fun you've ever had in your life, especially depending upon the effort level that you hit the bike with. It's going to be a challenging workout even if you hop on the bike and you just survive and do it moderately. But if you hop on the bike and you get after it, it's going to be just a ray of sunshine. All right, we've got other calorie conversions if you're using a particular bike or a ski erg or a rower or something like that. We've got videos showing all the movements. Those movements don't have to be unbroken in the particular minute, but the dumbbell burpees, even if you're not blitzing them, it'd be nice to move at a steady pace and not have to break them up. And the thrusters, you know, there could be plenty of reasons to put those suckers down once. I wouldn't want to see people putting them down more than once in that set of 10, so breaking them up into a 5 and a 5, a 6 and a 4, a 7 and a 3, something like that. If you're breaking it up more than that, it's probably a bit too heavy for you. Super fitness robot, completing all work in 30-second windows. More likely is knocking out the work in 45-second windows. And that's gonna be unpleasant on the bike by the time you get there. But at least we know that going in. On the wildcard option, maybe you don't have any dumbbells, you've got a barbell. 95-pound barbell for men, 65 for women, EMOM 20, every minute on the minute. For minute one, 12 bar facing burpees. Minute number two, 10 barbell thrusters. Minute three, 12 calories for men, 8 for women on the air bike. Minute four, rest. Video showing those two movements there. Scaled option, still a 20-minute EMOM. We knocked down the dumbbell loading. 35-pound dumbbells for men, 25-pound dumbbells for women. You've got dumbbell burpees on minute one, dumbbell thrusters on minute two. On minute three, you're doing just 30 seconds on the bike. You get whatever you get. Minute four is rest. And then I said, if you don't have dumbbells, you can do 10 regular burpees, so not over the bar or anything, and then do 10 barbell thrusters with a 75-pound barbell for men or 55 for women. Limited equipment crew, they've got the dumbbells, so they can do the burpees on the minute and they can do the thrusters on the minute. But when the rest of us are on the bike, they're gonna do a 100-meter sprint, and then they're gonna rest 1 minute after that. And I could have made the sprint a little bit longer. I intentionally didn't, because I'm hoping that the limited equipment crew really hits that sprint hard. And if so, there's no need to make it longer. No equipment workout today. 10 intervals, each for time, of 10 burpees, and then a 100-meter sprint. And you're gonna rest 2 minutes between each interval. Accessory work for the day, optional as always. You got the dumbbells out, let's use them. Dumbbell box step-ups. 30 to 50 reps total, alternating legs each step. You choose the height, and you choose the loading. Video showing that. And then 10 minutes of practicing the Bergner warm-up to improve the barbell snatch. Video showing that as well. Cool down and stretching for the day. 5 to 15 minutes, casual, walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Wall stretch for the leg, got a video of that. Foam roller for the back and lats, and the wall shoulder stretch. Those both also have videos as well, and times given. Hope you enjoyed the glorious dumbbell work. For most of us, it's a rest day tomorrow, so I will see you back here after that.